We're going to dive into world wheat production and the use of it. But Kim, before we do that, how does the 2020 wheat price look?
Well, if you're looking at Burlington, Oklahoma, it's about $4.80. The Panhandle, it's $4.70. And down in southern Oklahoma, say Snyder, around $4.60. If you're looking at those bases off that Kansas City July contract, it's a minus 20 Burlington, minus 30 in the Panhandle, and a minus 40 at the southern Oklahoma.
What does the supply and demand numbers look like for that crop?
Well, if you look at the world going into the harvest this year, we're going to start out with a record 10.8 billion bushels. The world crop's projected to be by about 28.2 billion bushels. That's slightly higher than last year. It's a new record. If you use this year's record use of wheat of 27.5 billion and add it to the ending stocks, that means next year's ending stocks could be projected to be a record 11.5 billion bushels.
How is the wheat harvest going so far?
Well, if you look around the world, let's start with the number one producer, the European Union. The word on the street is that they had problems in certain areas planting the wheat last year, that the acreage is down a little bit, and that there'll be 150, 160 million bushels left soft wheat for exports. Also, they've got some problems with their demand right now. They use wheat to make ethanol. That ethanol, with the oil prices, the ethanol demand's down, and so that use is down. You look at the number three producer, India. They've started their harvest. As we talked about the last couple of weeks, they had trouble getting the crews in there. Then it started raining. That's impacted the quality and the quantity, but they're still projected to produce a record crop. Number four, Russia. We'll probably have 150 to 240 million bushel bigger crop this next year. That's going to weigh heavy on the export market. Of course, as you know, that comes in late August, September time period. The big news in the market right now is that Russia is going to limit exports. They normally do that this time of year, as does Ukraine. And you look at the number five producer, United States. Not much change in production, not much change in use, but lower ending stocks at the end of the year.
Overall, how does your outlook on the wheat crop look?
About where it is. You know, we've been talking about it for, you know, the last several months, around $4.75 to $5 wheat. It's going to depend on how much we produce, but the biggest deal will be the test weight and the protein. We get good test weight and protein, I think we may have a little higher price. That Kansas City July contract setting right on $5. If we can get through that $5 and break that resistance, we got another maybe 20 cents up.
We've been across the state looking at wheat, and the crop looks pretty good, Kim. With the prices being where they are, do you think this is an opportunity for producers across Oklahoma to kind of get in on it?
Well, the other two times when prices got up here, I said, nah, I wouldn't do anything. I think third time may be charm. I may forward contract some wheat just to lock in this price, in case it goes in the tank. I'll have some to deliver at this price, but I wouldn't get carried away doing it.
Do you still hold to your third?
No, I think the markets and what the news is telling us this year, that we've got a window in June, July, maybe into August, but when that big world crop comes on for the Russia and those other countries in August, September, I think we've got a big probability of our price going down.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.